Partial exemption, de minimis limits. In order to avoid businesses with relatively minor exempt activities from having to restrict its input tax recovery, certain limits were introduced. These limits are known as de minimis limits. The limits have changed drastically since the inception of VAT. I won't bore you with the history, but the current limits are: where exempt input tax is less than £625 per month on average and less than 50% of all input tax, then the input tax on exempt supplies can be recovered as if it were taxable supplies. It is an all or nothing limit. It is not the first £625 per month. If this limit is exceeded, then no exempt input tax is recoverable. As far as the annual adjustment is concerned, £625 per month equates to £7,500 per annum. It is possible that the limit may be exceeded in one particular quarter and the input tax would be restricted, but over the year, the total input tax may be less than the de minimis limit. This will allow the previously restricted input tax to be reclaimable at the time of the annual adjustment. The 50% limit was introduced as an anti-avoidance measure some years ago. I can illustrate the effect of the de minimis limit by example. If total input tax incurred in a VAT year is £15,000 and exempt input tax is £5,000, then the whole of the £15,000 can be recovered. This is because £5,000 is less than £7,500 and it is also less than 50% of the total input tax. However, if the total input tax is £10,000 and exempt input tax is £7,000, then the exempt input tax is irrecoverable. Although the exempt input tax is less than £7,500, it is not less than 50% of the total input tax, and both conditions have to be satisfied. 2 points to remember. 1. Both the monetary and percentage conditions have to be met for exempt input tax to be recovered. And 2. Exempt input tax is input tax totally attributable to exempt supplies and input tax calculated as being irrecoverable under the partial exemption calculation. The second point means that unless exempt input tax is small enough to be obviously less than the limit, then the partial exemption calculations have to be undertaken to ensure whether or not the limit is exceeded. For VAT groups, that is, two or more companies registered together as a VAT group, the limits apply to the group as a whole.